Hello, and welcome to Sonoran Desert Institute's School of Firearms Technology's official podcast, The Gun Rack. Hello, and welcome to The Gun Rack, Sonoran Desert Institute's School of Firearms Technology's official podcast. I'm Josiah Upper. Folks call me Joey, and today we are going to recount a little bit of SDI culture and lore for you guys. I'm very excited about it. This year, we had the opportunity to meet at our annual summit. Our summit is SDI's meeting of all of the people that we can, essentially. We meet up, we team build, we play games, we network, we do all of the things that you would want to do in a conference, and we cram it all into a very short period of time. Unfortunately, and it is extremely unfortunate, for the summit is my very favorite thing all year long, I was unable to attend, due to some medical issues I can't really get into, but I am fine, I just could not travel. And I had to relive the summit with Garrett, a new friend, and Simona and Chris, who are both previous guests of the podcast. Simona and Chris are great. And for the record, before we get into it, Simona and Chris and myself and Garrett is a new friend, but we're all friends. And Simona and Chris and I are very good friends, so any squabbling you may hear over the course of this is in good nature. We are not a fractured group. We are very happy to be recording together and spending this time catching up and talking about Summit. So let's get right into it. Simona, Chris, Garrett, and Joey talking about Sonoran Desert Institute's 2021 Summit. Now, okay, everyone, I am here today with two podcast veterans and one brand new one. So Simona and Chris have both been on this podcast before, and we had a great time last time. We were talking about the summit. It was actually 2 years ago now, which is absolutely crazy. The summit, for those of you that are not aware, the summit is what Sonoran Desert Institute does as a total school meeting. So as much of our group, as much as our crew as we can get together, comes together. We talk strategy, we catch up, we meet with other departments, we do all the fun stuff that you would expect a business to do. We just smash it all into just a couple days. And unfortunately, this year, due to medical reasons I can't really get into, I couldn't go. So Chris and Simona went, and I could not. So I am dying to know how Summit went, and that's what we're going to do here today. We also have here a senior admissions rep, Garrett. Is it Hagen or Hagen?
Hagen, yeah.
Hagen. Garrett Hagen, who I've not even met before today, so this is very exciting. Welcome aboard, Garrett. Now, how is everyone doing?
I'd be a lot better if Simona wasn't on the call.
I know.
You know, I was going to say the exact same thing, but other than that, I'm actually doing great.
Oh, you wouldn't? So, you'd feel better if you weren't on the call too?
You know what? I'm not doing this today, Chris.
It's so early.
It really is. It's too early for this. But yeah, I think Summit, I'm excited to talk about it. It was a nice breath of fresh air, especially after COVID, everyone being coped up. So just getting the chance to see everybody has really pep my motivation up, minus seeing Chris. I could always do without. But over here in admissions, I think it's going great. Garrett, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I would completely agree. I started working right before the last summit that we did as a company, and then all COVID and everything happened. So sure. It was nice to remind myself that I actually work with other humans rather than little boxes on Zoom. And it was great for the motivation. I would completely agree.
So after so much time apart, at least physically, what was it like to catch up?
It was great. Like so many new faces, seeing so many familiar faces. And another part of it is just it being so long. Like we really only see each other from like the neck up here. I met Dave Propri, our graphics designer. And every time I see him on Zoom, I'm like, man, that guy's got to be at least 6 foot. He's the same height as me. I was like, man,
what?
Great. Yeah.
Oh, I agreed with your, I'm in shock already.
Like, what'd you say? Jimmy Garoppolo, right? It's like, yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. Yeah, just without the height.
Yeah, it's like their roll size.
How about you two?
So I would say it was really nice. So Joe, I don't know if you know it, but Chris, he showed up with these big old muscles, like arms out. It yes. literally caught me off guard. I was like, what? And uh-oh. Then he shows up massive, like his arms are as big as my head. It was like, it caught me off guard. It did. But other than that, it was so amazing to see everybody because I don't know. It was just, there was so many new faces. But like we've been emailing and chatting these people, like just hearing their voice, it was like a game. Ooh, I wonder if this person's gonna look and talk exactly as I envisioned when I was talking to them over Zoom. And it was like that. There are so many people and everybody was nice. Like when we got there, nobody knew everybody, but instantly like you were my best friend type of thing. So it was a really good vibe this year. Really
very good.
Definitely got a good culture within the organization.
Yes, absolutely.
Being an ESOP, that's a really big part of it, being a good culture fit to what we're trying to do.
For those of you who do not know on the podcast, we've talked about this a little bit before on the podcast, but Sonoran Desert Institute is a employee-owned entity. And that's one of the things that makes us very special. And it's one of the things among many things that keeps us excited going to work every day. One of the things we love most about this school. So a lot of stuff happened at the summit that frankly, we cannot talk about yet. The good news within that is, even though I wasn't there, I know most of the stuff that was going on. The good news is Sonoran Desert Institute is growing and it's growing in new and fun and exciting ways. And it seems like the ways in which we're growing is changing constantly. And that is very exciting. But that also means there's a lot of stuff we can't talk about yet because it's a secret. But what parts of the summit were did any of you have presentations, things that you had to run, anything like that? And if you did, how did they go?
So from a mission side, it was a lot different, Joey, from when we did the summit a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Where not everybody had it. A lot of it was ran by the higher leadership. The only yep. part I believe that we really had was like a grad team interaction where one member of each team talked on the new grad team. It's a new thing that we mm-hmm. met with to help our students. But other than that, all of the activities that we've done, it was everybody. It was a huge shift from what we've done in the past. So I don't know, Chris, how did you, because Chris knew all of this stuff, by the way. And he didn't tell nobody.
So yeah, throw that that's out. How he does.
Exactly. But Chris, what from your perspective, because I don't even know what level you were involved, what did you think about it?
I thought it was super inclusive to all the different departments we had. I really like to interact with all the different parts of the machine that makes everything work. And especially admissions, like the distance between us all is like so crazy when it's, you think about like how integral each of us is to the other one getting the job done, generating leads. And we're like, hey, look at all these awesome people interested in SDI. And you guys are like, hey, you guys want some more information? So one of the things is building those relationships and just having that contribute to the student experience. I'm looking forward to a lot of things coming down the pipeline that we've talked about. Because this was my third summit, but the first one was, I think I was only a little over a year in. I was still a content marketing rep.
Yeah, we were both content marketing reps, little babies.
Yeah, so now like more responsibilities, a better idea of how to get things done, how to, you know, do my job as a digital marketing specialist now, the different responsibilities, I see endless possibilities. What about you?
Like I alluded to earlier, I was only on for that other summit, the one we had done 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and I had just started working, I think, 4 days before that summit started. So I hadn't even taken like a student phone call yet. I hadn't done anything yet. So this time around, I was, actually able to speak to the team. I felt like I was a part of the team, and that part was very nice. But yeah, I don't have a whole lot of idea of what summits used to be run as. And again, the one that we did before all this craziness popped off. That was obviously run much differently. It was in a very different location and everything. So if I'm picking between the two, this most recent iteration of Summit was easily the better of the two.
All I'm hearing, Garrett, is that Simona did not make you feel like a part of the team the first go round.
Not initially, she had to warm up to me.
Yeah, that's just a very cool front from Simona for our new admissions reps. So, that's real cool, Simona. Thanks.
Listen, if it makes any sense, like, I remember when Garrett first started, he sat behind me, right? And he came in there the most, like, best dressed. I was like, dude is really dressed like good. And he was quiet and he wasn't ready for the Southern. He wasn't ready for the hugs and the, like, I don't know you, but I'm in your bubble. He wasn't ready for that. So I actually did him a favor to help him feel more like a part. I just left him be until he kind of got this. Now he's ready for it.
Correct. Yeah. It would have scared me off initially. I would have been like a little baby deer. But no, yes. It was great this time. I loved seeing everybody. So, yeah.
And since we didn't do a report on this last year, I don't think we might have mentioned it. Last year's summit, given the way that everything was done, and that was, it was still worth our time, most certainly, but it's very different vibe. And so for those of you who were able to do it in person, first of all, I'm thrilled for you. And second of all, so jealous. What was your experience like, broad strokes, for this summit? What impressions did you get? What was the vibe that you got from this? You've talked about it a little bit, but
I would say for me, the biggest thing that I got out of it was just growth. The theme that they put out, the above and beyond, it pretty much nailed the experience. I don't know how they did it. And I know Chris didn't have no part of this because it was pure genius, but everything that we covered and learned, everything from the keynote speakers to the professional development side, it was spot on with us growing as a company. So I thought that was amazing. It pretty much nailed it. There's no words to describe how much I got out of this summit. Just every department had something new, had something exciting, something to share out with us. So it was like, we were bombarded with all of this new stuff that we've been sitting on for about 2 years now. And it was just amazing.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah, I would echo that completely. I would definitely say that growth is a good theme for us in this situation, being that we've got so much coming down the pipe. And like I said, we haven't really been able to meet like this for the last 2 years. So it definitely was the correct theme for whoever picked it out. I would agree completely with Simona there. And I feel as if we're becoming a very different institution than the one that I started working with. And I can't tell you how excited that makes me. So I would completely agree with Simona.
Absolutely. Echo both those sentiments.
Okay. Favorite moment in Summit that you are allowed to talk about?
My favorite moment would definitely be when we did our interdepartmental breakdowns. It was just good to hear what everybody else is doing. You know what the curriculum team is doing, what student services is doing, but to talk and see how we can like all help each other out, I think that's just going to be better for the current and future students, even the graduates that we already have. I think everybody's going to benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
Simona, talk. All you do is
talk.
Now you don't want to talk. You're on a podcast.
No,
you don't want to talk.
Yeah.
I was actually looking for her title before so, I gave
Simona's here furiously call. Trying to gesture her way through it.
Oh my!
This goodness. Is a podcast. They hear you, Simona.
I know, but I wanted to get her title right before I gave it. Okay. So favorite, hands down, Morgan Murray, Associate Dean of Instruction. She gave a presentation that showed us what our students actually experienced. So in mm-hmm. the classroom, submitting assignments. And I tell you, that was like, it was so good, Joey. Like, it really put it into perspective because we talk with students all the time, but it's really up to that point where they actually start school, where they go over to their student service advisor. So Morgan gave us like an in-depth presentation on the classroom itself. And I feel like that was like one of the best tools because that first week of class and admissions, we are calling students like, hey, have you had a chance to get in? How can I help? but not really knowing how we could help because we don't really see that part of it. So Morgan, she pretty much opened up, entire company got to see that. And instantly this start October, I was like, I felt so good talking to students. I'm like, oh my goodness, let me show you how it's done. You go into here, you're going to see this. So I felt, for me, that was definitely the best part of Summit, was that presentation.
Yeah, you actually took mine, weirdly enough. That was quite the presentation from Morgan. It was really informative. I really hadn't, and I don't know if this is just me missing this in past meetings or whatever, but I hadn't seen the classroom broken down in that way before. I hadn't seen what exactly the students see. I've seen a couple of screenshots and things like that, but never in the way that she presented it. So it's given me a way to be confident in how I'm speaking to my students about the classroom, being that it's obviously the most important part when it comes to getting them into class and things like that. It's a game changer to be able to speak to that confidently. So.
Awesome. That is fantastic. Chris, did you answer that question already? Yes, I did. That question already. And it was definitely valuable, and I didn't forget. So don't even worry about that.
I love Morgan, though. I just want that to go on record.
Yeah, I've not had the chance to meet Morgan. A little jealous about that.
You're missing out. You're missing out.
Yeah, she's really amazing. And I just want to point out, Chris, that you talk with Joey like he totally doesn't remember. Like, nobody remembers when you talk. I just want to point that out.
That's fair.
That's okay. That's why we're recording.
That's just science. Yes. So I think you might have already just answered this question, but was there someone you met in person at Summit for the first time that you're looking forward to working with more? Do you make a buddy? Do you make a connection with someone that you think you can partner with?
I did. I made a lot of friends, like good friends, not Chris Ross friends.
No.
But one friend that I made, here's the kicker. I can't tell you his name or his role because then I'll give a secret that I'm not supposed to.
Okay.
But this guy is hands down, he was amazing in what he does. And I cannot wait to see, like, for everybody to get a chance to see and meet this guy. I can't tell you his name and instruction, just like I said, but I think Chris and Gary, y'all probably know who I'm talking about, but
I think
he was,
I
just
do
hands
too.
Down the knowledge that what he knows. I'm just like, I was absolutely blown away just from what he is going to bring to SDI, his background. And he is so funny, like funnier than me. Like, he is classic.
Impossible.
Exactly. That's what I said. So yeah, that was hands down best person.
Yeah, I would completely agree. We have so many new and fun and exciting things coming that we obviously can't get too far into, and we can't really talk about them because it will give everything away very quickly and we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. But yeah, the lot of those people that we were able to meet during Summit were incredible. And just in addition to that, just being able to meet some of the teammates that are so far away that you work with every day. It was such an odd experience to be able to meet. I mean, Simona and I had met before, but not really, you know what I mean? To be able to meet,
she was so mean to you,
speak
apparently.
To them. She was. No. No, she wasn't mean to me. No one was mean to me that first Summit. It was just a lot to take in on your first week of employment. So it was really nice to be able to feel confident in that. And everyone had, you know, something amazing about them that I didn't know before Summit. So it was really nice to be able to understand your team a little bit more than just, like I said, tiny Zoom boxes.
Have you guys realized that so far, the last two in-person summits, they've got us running around at some point? And it's like, isn't it the last day of the summit that just got us running around, like, looking for stuff? I'm just like, man, I'm tired. I had a time change.
I thought it was amazing. And because you weren't there, Joey, let me just explain. I won everything. So my team won everything. So, like, trivia, the team, and it's not just me, but here's the thing. So Caitlin, she's been here for ages.
I didn't get to answer the question, Simona. I didn't get to answer the question.
I just want you to know, Joey, me and Caitlin are unstoppable. Like, trivia, everything. It's crazy. I don't know how. It was amazing. So that's why
it's because y'all been here longer than everybody else. You should know everything about SDI.
See, now he's being salty. See, it's because he did not win. I just want to say
it brings up an important point. Simona, does your having been here for a while constitute cheating? Because I feel like maybe the answer is yes.
Almost certainly.
Yeah.
Not only has she been here the longest, she works in one of the places where you have to know the most.
Yeah.
So listen, and you guys check my sources. My boss, Jason Larson, six months ago, I said, Jason, everybody needs to study the catalog because we're going to have trivia at Summit. And I know they're going to ask these questions. So yes, I studied the catalog 6 months before Summit to make sure I knew all the questions. So that, my friend, is not cheating. I was just well prepared. Now the scavenger.
So you're a nerd. You're not a cheater, but pretty much. Okay.
A competitive nerd at that. Yeah.
It's the worst kind of nerd.
Nobody had a chance but the scavenger hunt. Come on, me and Kate, we literally I was running. I was like, what's the fight and flight where you don't realize how tired you are because you're so excited? That was me in that scavenger hunt.
I think seeing you in the scavenger hunt took away from my enthusiasm because I'm like, all right, guys, this is team building. We're having fun. Hey, person who's on my team, nice to meet you. And you see Simona just running through random people, dropping bows.
Wall jumps.
I took it serious. Okay, it was so fun because the teams, they were all mixed up. So aside from Caitlin and Christian was on my team, I haven't got a chance like spin with them. So Joey, they pretty much broke up the entire company into these, I feel like it was 30 different squads. It was so many and it was totally random.
Simona, I don't think we had 30 different colors. Remember, each team had a color.
30 is too many,
There's lavender, tangerine.
I was yelling at people that weren't actually with SDI because anybody downtown that I see, I was like, no, where's your squad? Where's your flag? You're out. I know I caught Brooke Ennis. I caught her at an ATM with none of her team members. And she's like trying to hide it. I'm like, oh no, I'm taking pictures. I'm sending them to the referees. I'm like, she is without her squad. We got to deduct those points. It was awesome. But at the end of the day, it really was, but it was fun. It really was.
Different levels of competitiveness out of the teams, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah,
it really showed. I needed to win. And I got a cutting board, guys. A wooden cutting board.
To answer your earlier question, Joey, I met Craig Brown. He's a full-time faculty member.
This is not my podcast anymore.
He's the only person that I hadn't met virtually before meeting at the summit. And I met him along with my other good buddy, Rick Kasner. And those guys are, really good, knowledgeable instructors and some fun guys too. Simona, you can have the podcast back.
Yeah.
I just want to say my team won, Joey, and I've got a big medal. Next time I see you, I'll let you feel it. And I'll let you wear it because it's really heavy. Like I told you, you got to have a strong neck to wear it.
Okay.
So only really it's just me and Caitlin. We're the strongest.
Oh, you guys. Oh, you know, so, Joey, didn't you win the last summit had a team?
Wait. Yes, I did. This is going to take a moment.
I don't even remember what that was. So, I mean, is it really this was a scavenger hunt, in the wide city?
This was an online scavenger hunt of the internet, which is scarier.
Oh, this Cyberthon. He Googled all the answers. I'm sorry. I don't believe that. Don't believe it.
Cyberthon champion, baby. And it definitely had to do with me and not the people I piggybacked off of. So don't even ask.
So Joey's being salty and he didn't even go to this year's summit. Okay.
I am salty because I didn't go to the summit. I feel like I was very clear about that. Very early on in this process.
If it makes you feel better, Joey, I would have rather spent the weekend with you than Chris. If it makes you feel any better.
Well now you just lying. I do believe that.
Right, now you're just lying.
I don't know how to get rid of my background anymore. So I'm going to be in front of a waterfall.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good podcast content right there. Describe what background that's not really behind you is behind you. So with the summit, and we can't really, again, we're not in a position to announce anything outside of announcing that something is coming. What is your biggest takeaway from the summit heading into this new year.
I'm going to let someone else go since I apparently talked too much.
It's probably for the best, yes.
So, Chris?
I think that, and I've said this, probably this is the only thing I've said since I've been on here, and I've just been saying it different ways, just the way that the different departments have come together. I really look forward to cooperating with everybody and collaborating and just improving that student experience. Like, Summit is good for us to all get together, but at the end of the day, it's about what can we do to better the company, and that starts with what we can do for the students.
Yep.
Yeah, I would take you back off that. I think we've done a lot in the last 2 years to build the team and build what we have to offer our students. We didn't necessarily have the capabilities to do everything that we do now. So I think Summit was just a way for us to show the rest of the team that, hey, we're back to where we want to be. And when it comes to strength of the team and strength of what our capabilities are. And I think Summit was just a great way to demonstrate that to everybody and get everybody's confidence back up for these new and exciting things that are coming out, and making sure that we're ready for those when that comes along.
Nice. Very nice.
Is it my turn yet? Okay, perfect. So I am not going to piggyback off of Chris because I don't like Chris, but I will piggyback off of Garrett. He pretty much nailed it. So the Summit is definitely for us. The culture, it was amazing. Like, it was legit. Like, I was with my family. When at Summit this year, I was with my family. And the best part of that is that all we did was talk about ways that we can improve the student experience. Everything that we did at Summit, it was for our students. So I think that was one of the most powerful things that I took away. And what made it so exciting to see everybody in person is the fact that we had all of these great ideas. And for 2 to 3 days, we were able to come together. And so many projects, so many things have kind of spun just from that Summit. So I'm really excited to see this next year, all of the things that we're going to bring the students and what they feel like. I want to know, like, our students, are you going to be happy? Like, what we're doing, these changes that we're making, it's all stemming from our students. So I'm just really excited that we get to share that part of them, hopefully in the next couple months. And then this podcast is going to make a lot more sense to them because they're going to get, like, the full details. But I think that was the biggest thing, was just, it made me really excited, you know, for our students. Like, I want to talk to students about this. Students that have a passion for these type of things, just know that SDI, this is what we do. Everything we do is for, like, everything that we do, training for our employees, our culture, all of that stems from that. And that's definitely something that I'm proud of and why I absolutely love my job, minus Chris Ross.
Yes.
Another thing, going back to that question, when I was talking about my good new friend, Craig Brown, he was actually faculty of the quarter. I was employee of the quarter. Edith Simona.
That's true. He was.
And we also got some recognition. We got a 3 awards that got handed out. And then what really set the tone was the opening night. We did, what was it? The Purple Heart.
Yes.
Yes.
That was
great.
I almost
cried. There was 2 parts of Summit. I almost cried. And one of those was the Purple Heart, just because my grandfather, he has that and he passed away. So it, like, triggered seeing them up there. And the second was the keynote speak. He called the veterans to the front, and I was, like, 3 seconds away from crying at that. So definitely some touching moments for veterans. That was really nice.
Yes. And just for the podcast listeners who have not heard this yet, the Sonoran Desert Institute has been named a Purple Heart Institution by the Department of Arizona Military Order of the Purple Heart. And that means a lot to us. It's essentially just means we are just
taking care of our veterans.
We love our veterans so much, as you guys on the podcast know, as everyone here knows, that is very much on our hearts at all times. And now we are ecstatic to have that be part of our identity. Actually, we got a nice letter from Kirsten Sinema. I'm hoping I pronounced that correctly, because she's a senator from Arizona. She sent us a letter of recognition with that, which was very sweet. And of course, right there, we were derailed due to some technical difficulties. We apologize for that. But Simona, Chris, and Garrett all told me to tell you that they appreciated being on the podcast and that they were thrilled to get a chance to talk with me and with you guys. So for now, that is the gun rack. Have fun out there, and we will see you at the range. Sonoran Desert Institute is an online school located at 1555 West University Drive in Tempe, Arizona. Accredited by the DEAC. For more information, please call 800-336-8939 or visit sdi.edu.